Yo, yo, welcome back to another episode of Slapping with Slim, you guys. I hope this has been a great week for you all. But I'm going to go ahead and get straight to it. I'm sick of hearing about that damn submarine. All right? It's nothing abnormal about a white person in water. It's just about as abnormal as a fish in water. Okay? The only thing that's crazy about this is they paid $250. Ooh, my bad. $250,000. $250,000 to kill themselves. Like, what kind of shit is that? Talk about they going down there to see the Titanic. And the damn submarine they was in only had one window. Child, please. They were trying to distract us from something. I don't know exactly what it is. Maybe it's this damn meat that they talking about. Okay? They saying now, basically, the FDA has approved people to start selling synthetic meat. Now, I know y'all was like, what does that mean? We already eating fake shit. Okay, maybe so. But now you really finna be eating fake shit grown in a lab. It's what they're being called, what they're calling cultivated chicken. Y'all, what the fuck? Like, is this real? I mean, I don't know what the government, I cannot beat these fuckers. They come out with new diseases. Everything gives me cancer. Now y'all trying to sell a bitch fake meat. You're forcing my hand. You forcing me to go vegan. Or you forcing me to fuck with like an African. And I don't mean like no Americanized African. I need the one straight from the motherland who just killed a goat before he got on the boat type shit. You know what I'm saying? Because how else am I supposed to survive? How else am I supposed to survive in real life? Like, Lord, cultivated chicken, you guys. Now, let me give y'all a little bit more information on that. Basically, everything is synthetic. They're saying that they're taking it from cells of the fake animals. They say the benefits of this is that, like, so many animals won't have to be slaughtered, won't have to use as much land. For them to be like wild fed and stuff. But my thing is, animals need land regardless. Like, real animals, they need land regardless. So the United States is literally like the second place to approve this. Singapore is the first place. And then us. On this dumb shit. And they're saying that it'll help with climate change by reducing the need for traditional animal agriculture, which emits greenhouse gases. Y'all talking about greenhouse gases and y'all talking about helping the environment. Get the fucking plastic out of the oceans, you dickheads. That would be way more beneficial. How about that? And that would create jobs. How about y'all create jobs, a task force specifically of people who go and get plastic and bullshit out of the ocean? Oh my gosh, man. I swear to God. You guys, it feels like we are in a fucking twilight zone. Dead ass. You can't eat shit. Can't enjoy shit. It's like people die every day in a weird way now. Motherfuckers be walking and a fucking crane will just like fall on them or something. And I know that's like a horrible comparison, but like, actually, I'll take it a step further because that shit is something beyond your control. If you walk outdoors and a crane falls on you, it was just your time. If you paid $250,000 to go to the ass crack of the fucking ocean, the butthole of the ocean, and you die, I can't. You know, I can't say that that was preventable, that that wasn't preventable. And like I said, you know, the documentary that they're talking about making, or that they're saying that they were making, was before the oxygen had even ran out on the submarine. They hadn't even ran out of oxygen yet before they were saying that they would be making a movie on this. So white people are infamous for trying to recreate some bullshit. Y'all got to do better with that. But how y'all feeling? Are y'all overwhelmed? If you are, just take a second, decompress. Because Put your motherfucking seatbelt on. It's just getting started. And that brings me to my point. That's why we need each other, black men, black women. Y'all see this shit? Y'all need to be linking up, like, learning how to grow some shit, cultivate some shit, learn some finances, cryptocurrency. Because, hell, we damn near got to go back to the Underground Railroad. We're going to have to just start supporting black business, eating black meat, which some of us already do, you dig? But, you know, not for real, like, black farmers and stuff, it's y'all time to shine. Which, I'll be the first to say that I've been loved me a countryman, okay? I love me a man that come home with some oil on his pants. Yeah. Come home, a little grease. Hardworking man. Y'all would sleep on the mechanics and the plumbers and shit and the farmers, the people who could set their own rates. And come home with a nice big old bag, know how to fix the stuff around the house. I ain't forget about y'all, babe. You know what I'm saying? I was going through phases, but my heart always belonged to a real Southern man, or just a man who just come and just get dirty or go to work and do labor. Like, ooh, bitch. I always said I wanted a man to do labor and stuff like that because I really wanted to send my man to work with a badass lunch. Let these niggas know, babe, you got a bad one at the house. I'm talking about, I want him to have a motherfucking double oven, thermostat, lunch box, 3,000-4,000. You dig? He need to have that, and let me tell you something. If I had me a man that paid the bills and he was like hardworking like that, my man would not be eating leftovers, okay? I would be cooking him a meal for lunch, cooking him a meal for breakfast, cooking him a meal for dinner. Know that. I would have no problem with it. But, you know, me and the Boochie Cat niggas working the same jobs. We both on the phones. We both typing click, click, clackety, clack. And they not doing stocks and numbers. This ain't no Wall Street. They talking to customers trying to keep their motherfucking calm. Niggas really be losing their shit on the game. And these are the same niggas that are customer service representatives. Okay? Niggas throwing their headsets on 2K. Niggas trying to keep that cool on the other end of customer service. Oh my gosh. I'm just saying, like, the problem is the fact that I'm going back to, we need each other. We need each other. We need some people with some green thumbs in our community because some of the skill sets that we have, although they're great, you know, I love having my wigs and shit laid, but shit, having a wig laid ain't gonna mean shit to me when I ain't got no food to eat and I'm eating fake chicken, some flubber. I'm eating flubber chicken. Throat swollen as hell, throat turning into a leather belt on the inside, eating this fake ass shit. This shit got me enraged. And also, another thing, as far as health goes, fucking Katy Perry bought Bragg's apple cider vinegar. Y'all know the apple cider vinegar with the mother. Fucking Katy Perry, what a bitch. And I'll tell you, this bitch is on my shit list. Let her be the first one of the week. Because Katy Perry, you have no fucking business in Bragg's. And now, the story is that Katy Perry was actually neighbors with the owners of Bragg's, were like the grandmother, and they bought her first guitar. But does that still mean that the bitch knows anything about health? And I've noticed that the formula has been off. I don't see as much mother at the bottom. And it said that she's actually diluting it like 30% more. Every time these celebrities put their stupid ass noses in stuff that have nothing to do with them, it always fucks up the industry. Who the fuck told Katy Perry that she knew anything about the Bragg's and the mother? Like, ugh, white people again, so fucking annoying, always just doing some shit just for the fuck of it, just because they can. Put a real bitch in place with some money, okay? I'ma double up the mother, know that. Fucking Katy Perry, bitch, you and your husband on my shit list, because he a shareholder too. Fuck y'all. And stop fucking with shit that y'all don't know about. I absolutely do not like you, Katy Perry. If you hear this, the girls overtook you a long time ago. Fuck you, Katy Perry. And fuck your husband, too, for letting you make such a dumbass business move. Just like him, his ugly self. Two people on my shit list already. Damn, I ain't even got to that segment yet. I'm sorry, but I just had to let them know. So, fuck you again, Katy Perry, and your husband. Also, back to one thing I was talking about this week with my homegirl. Shout out to Kimmy. It was a very interesting conversation. But basically, the question arose of, do we as women, especially in the Black community, and I hate to say in the Black community, I don't feel like I should have to say that because y'all should know everything I'm saying is geared towards Black people. Like, we're first and foremost in my book. I really don't give a fuck about no other race and what they're talking about. I mean, I care about other races. Let me take that back. I care about other races. But when y'all get on here and be like, well, white people don't do this and this, they don't got shit to do with us. You know, that's their culture. That's their thing. So many Black women in our culture, they talk about how they don't want to get married because all they see is people getting divorced and getting cheated on. But, like, y'all literally see women getting left as single parents. Y'all see car crashes and wrecks, plane crashes. Y'all see babies being born and being sick and dying. And y'all still choose to drive cars and have babies, get in relationships, fly a plane. Why is it that y'all will say that because something is, you've seen something fail that is not for you, and then we'll proceed to go do other shit that you've seen fail? Is it because we are basically setting ourselves up to make the letdown a little easier? Basically saying that way, if you don't ever get married, you've been saying that you didn't mind the whole time. But I feel like deep down, when people say that, they actually do want to get married. And they're just scared that, you know, of whatever reason. Because who doesn't want a significant other? Who doesn't want someone to share this life with? And you can say a child, but who the fuck wants to be surrounded with a child all damn day? That's how adults go crazy. You think I'm going to be talking Goo Goo Gaga all fucking day? I need some sensible conversation at the end of this. A child can't understand me, and I wouldn't even overload them with trying to understand me. You're a child. Children should stay in children's place. Like, there's no reason that you should dump on your kid or OD dump on your kid or expect your kid to compensate in places that you lacked for an adult. You know, if the parent, other parent is not around, the mother, the dad, whatever, you're relying so heavily on this child for love to compensate for that other adult. It's not fair to the kid. You need to make smarter choices, bro. Like, it's not fair to the kid. And I know circumstances change, things change, people change, but I feel, and I'm gonna always stand on that statement, that when you're married, there's a legal obligation to you and your child, period. And it makes it much, much easier. Much, much easier if anything goes astray versus you was just the boyfriend or the girlfriend. It just is what it is in that case. The baby mama, the baby father. I'm so sick of this baby mother, baby father culture and y'all saying it's common, you know. Just like y'all trying to say, okay, let's get into it, because let's address the fucking elephant in the room. The BET Awards. That shit was a hot-ass, dirty-ass, funky-ass, musty mess. And I'll be the first to say that I'm back on Sexy Red. Now, y'all remember last week I said that Sukiyana was worse than Sexy Red to me. I didn't like her. And I still will agree with that. Yes, she did. She's on my shit list again this week. I'm sorry. Oh, my gosh. How quick a bitch is to forget. But that BET Awards shit was a hot-ass mess. I don't give a fuck what y'all say about that being Black culture Black people don't have no fucking culture. I'm sorry. We are the creators of black culture right now. We are creating black culture. When the slavery shit came over, that's not black culture. That's not, slavery is not black culture. Black American culture. That's part of history, but that's not our culture. So if this is the culture that y'all are formulating, the baby mama, baby daddy culture, the ghetto shit, if that's the culture that you all want to establish as black people culture, that's a fucking shame. That is a fucking shame. Where's the legacy in that? Where's the kings and queens in that? Where's the kings and queens in that? Where is the role model? Because if y'all are telling me that Sexy Red, that, you know, and Suki and Summer Walker are just, you know, just your average ghetto girls. Not saying that, but that shit don't represent everyone. That don't represent me. That don't represent my homegirls. Like, I don't, you know, that's just not the everyday around the way girl, black woman. So I don't know where this fetish comes from of, like, want to be ghetto and black and simultaneously. And, you know, of course, the real bitches is the real bitches. That's why I respect Sexy Red and the fact that she's authentically her. I think that's just, you know, that's a true, like, a North Memphis bitch. A Raleigh bitch. But that doesn't mean everyone is like that. So I don't know why people are saying that that's black culture. I don't know who made that black culture, because that's not what I'm familiar with. I know so many intelligent, well-dressed, well-spoken, educated black women, more so of those type of women than I do women like Sexy Red and Suki. So I don't know why or who told the girls that that's the way to go. The fuck? That's just, again, you guys, you gotta stand for someone. You're gonna fall for anything. You have to stand for something. You're gonna fall for anything. And then as far as JT and Lil Uzi and this Ice Spice situation, first of fuck of all, who besides Nicki Minaj that told Ice Spice she's the princess of rap, or like what? Come on, y'all. Let's be for real. Do Ice Spice got them bops that make for the bad bitches? Absolutely. Look, but the princess of rap, come on. And I don't like how Nicki Minaj is working with all of these mediocre ass artists for the fuck of it, but don't want to really support the real rap girls like Lola Brooke and shit. That's what she should have been on the track with. You got on a song with Sexy Red, a song that was already popular, did not need no feature from you. I still don't even hear that one. I don't even be listening to that one. And I love Nicki Minaj. I just don't get it. I don't get why she's a mean girl. She could be a mean girl. And she could be a bad bitch, though. I mean, well, she is a bad bitch all the way around, even when she's being a mean girl. But I just don't. I feel like maybe she taking Ice Spice under her wing for some odd reason. Don't know. But I feel like she could have picked a way better artist to mentor and grow with. And she could have been doing that with some of the other girls. Now, I do agree, though. Nicki has been spited. She did try to be nice to Megan Thee Stallion. Megan Thee Stallion turned around and did the same shit that she cried about. She cried when the baby did a song with Tory Lanez. But, shit, she turned around and did a song with Cardi B. So, shit, if y'all recall, Megan and Nicki Minaj's song, the Hot Girl Summer song. And then Megan went around and did the song with Cardi B, the WAP song. So when Nicki was generous, bitches did stab her in her back. But I still feel like she got to be selective with who she decides to give a feature to, because Ice Spice, and I like Ice Spice. I like Ice Spice. I just still feel like it's too early to deem her the princess of anything, quite honestly. And JT, shit, really, JT could have, you know, but that's the story for another day. But speaking of JT, JT and Lil Uzi at the awards. I don't understand why everyone is making a big deal of this. y'all normalize the sexy red Sukiyana shit, but y'all know what the fuck goes on sometimes behind closed doors. She threw the phone at Lil Uzi. I be quiet when y'all say stuff about that because I done did worse. But y'all have to understand, y'all constantly want women to be the bigger person in some situations. But it's like a woman is an emotional creature. Women act off of emotions, point blank, period. I don't know why everyone is trying to rewire what nature has created. Women have and always have been emotional creatures, period. They operate off of emotions. That's just what it is. We are in touch with our emotions. Where you disrespect me at, that's where we're going to put on a show. It. You want to show your ass? We finna do a movie. And she gave it. She gave it. If he was disrespecting her in her face, you basically just called me a pussy ass hoe in my face. So, what do we do from here? How are we to proceed? It sounds like you already know. I'm finna beat your ass. And y'all could keep saying all you want to. Everyone should keep their hands to themselves. Everyone, yes, you're right. Everyone should. In an ideal world, everyone should keep their hands to themselves. No one would cheat. No one would, you know, do any of the kill, murder. But the reality of the fact is people do. Okay? People do put their hands on people. And the woman's hit is never equivalent to a man's hit. Let's talk about it. Y'all want to be so tick for tack, so fucking mad. Well, women can do this. I already addressed that. But there's no way a woman can hit you with all her might and it be equivalent to a man hitting her with all of his might. Y'all see that dude, Jeremy Brown, the man up in Chicago that punched the shit out of that woman. He's where he need to be. Because I don't know any other child who would have saw their mama getting their ass whooped like that. That man was pummeling that woman. Over in a public place, over some food. That's not her nigga. That ain't nobody she know. This man just pummeled this woman. I'm so glad that they are free. The mother and her son are free. Luckily, they shouldn't have even went to jail or anything. That's traumatizing. This man, do y'all know if my mama went into the store, if my mama went into the store with a scarf on, if my mama came out the store with said scarf missing, it's not on her head no more. I got questions. Because I sent you in this store with a scarf on, queen. You done walked out here without one on, queen. Did it fall off of your head? Of course not. Because I know my mama know how to tie a scarf. So now who in there done fucked with you? How did that scarf come off your head? Point them out. Where are they? It's like a child out of program. Who did it? That man pummeled that woman. That man put his back into it. So now, I'm sorry. I don't got no condolences to wish over there on that side. And to the girlfriend who was egging it on. So he told you, like, what kind of bitch are you? Girl, I know you feel shitty. If you listen to this, put her on my shit list too. Yeah. You on my shit list. And actually, this week, I'll put you right above Suki. Yeah. Suki on my shit list too. You know, everybody went so hard trying to defend her during the YK Osiris and the Candy Barrett show stuff. And this hoe went and said on NLE Chopper Lap talking about she eat black niggas out like Jeffrey Dahmer or some shit. Some wild ass shit. I never really paid attention to this bitch. She says it's for one of her songs. Never heard one of the bitch's songs except the punchline, eat niggas ass. She a clown. Clown. Tracy Morgan, you wildin'. Don't fuck with her. So that's my four people on my list, for my shit list. Of course, it's gonna be Jeremy Brown. It's gonna be fucking Suki, cause she's damn near is on there fucking every week. And Katy Perry and her bitch ass husband. And her bitch ass. Yeah. I don't like either of those people. Lordy. Ugh. And I would have actually put the Jeremy Brown dude on my shit list, but he's already somewhere. Them folks said the man came in for a burger and left with wings. I just, the internet is just, it's just a cruel place, bro. It's a cruel place. The internet is a horrible place because literally the internet never forgets. You can do one thing and something can happen to you 10 years later and people be like, damn, that's what you get. And it's like, bro, fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. If I was a celebrity or something, I would definitely be like, fuck y'all, because life happens, bro. Like, life is, every day ain't gonna be good. So life is gonna happen. But the internet will never forget anything that you said, anything that you did. And I just wanna say, in that reference, I have to get back to my main point. My social issue for Black people is that conversation of marriage that I was talking about. How people just look at the negative and be like, oh, I can't do that. And don't look at the negatives of being a single parent, cars, crashing, plane accidents that we're seeing way more frequently. Motherfuckers hear about rat tails being found in their food. People still go to restaurants. I mean, I really honestly do not feel like it comes down to people think, you know, like people saying, oh, I see bad stuff. They just know maybe that there's something that they can't acquire. So they try to go ahead and get comfortable with it in their mind. But that's not something I feel like is idealistic. I don't feel like that should be the embodiment of Black culture. You know, Black culture should be flourishing. Black culture should be diverse. It should be unified, though. It should be diverse, but there should be common grounds that we all agree on. And I do feel like the baby mama, baby daddy culture should not be something that we all are in agreement with. Just because y'all have to be keeping it a buck. Y'all have to keep it real. That single parent shit is hard. I don't give a fuck if you're a dad or a mom. I witnessed a dad on Facebook lose jobs because he could not find childcare. And I know women who do that shit like shit, clockwork. They just, it's just something that they do. It gets done. So to sit here and to not actually educate the people on how hard it is to be a single parent is doing yourself a disservice and your community, because that shit look like it hurt. You know, having a baby daddy, having a baby mama, that shit look like it hurt. Just imagine, bro, you got a baby daddy. And, you know, in today's culture, you know, people go live and expose and tell their truths on TikTok. They need to be a part of something. They need to be a part of a community so bad. They need validation. What if your motherfucking baby daddy come out 4 or 5 years after y'all done had a baby? So, yeah, he gay. And, yeah, y'all may not be together no more, but, like, we got a kid together. So now people know that I fucked with you at some point. Now you talking about you gay. You gay. When you start being that? When you find that out? Oh, your baby mama, she up here being a stud. And I'm talking about a full-fledged stud, like taping the titties down, walking around with the strap on her. Like, when you start being like that, bitch? When that start happening? I'm sorry, I just can't face that type of embarrassment. Even with Caitlyn Jenner and fucking, oh, damn. I done called the man Caitlyn. Yeah, well, that's his name. That's Caitlyn Jenner. I was trying to call Chris, because Chris sound like the man now. But how embarrassing is that? They done had kids together. At least if we had been married and then we just, like, signed the papers, I can, you know, start a new life, change my name, da-da-da-da. Never knew him. But we done got kids together and you to come out here and just, oh, embarrass me, just gonna show your ass like that. I can't live that down. I can't have that permanent tie with someone who, you know, that's the whole fearfulness of the kids. Situation with me is I just can't have that tied to me, that embarrassment, bro. Because right now, I'm out. You know what I'm saying? If anything goes wrong with a dude, I am out of there. It ain't nothing. You delete the thread, delete the photos, and let's move on. But you over here embarrassing me. Or not even, and even if it's not even just that, like, what if he comes out to be, like, some type of fucking rapist or something that's just so brutally just terrible? Everyone always seems to look at the person who they were with or their spouse or baby mom or who they have kids with. I don't want to be linked to, like, no weirdo. And that's why I feel like you never truly know a person, but you really do have to properly vet these guys. And I know it seems like if he gives you stuff, like, oh, that's great, that's enough. It's not enough. It's not enough. You really truly got to know a nigga pedigree. You have to know a dude's pedigree. Y'all are sitting up here reproducing with people. They don't know their dads or they don't know their grandparents. Your nigga got a whole fucking mental illness from his paternal grandfather. This nigga is crazy. And you don't know why. You don't know why. Y'all don't, we don't, you know, the lineage is unknown. You got to really vet these men. And don't make exceptions. Don't make excuses. And likewise for fellas, you really have to get to know these women that y'all are laying down. Because we're not just fucking ourselves, you know. The men actually fuck us back. And they have to give us their seed in order for us to produce a baby. Give us the seed. We're going to give you the egg. We're going to make the baby. All of that good stuff. But y'all aren't, y'all act like y'all didn't know the woman that y'all done laid down and had kids with. Y'all are really oblivious, or so y'all act like it. Everybody knows everybody, everything is good before y'all lay down and had them kids. It's like y'all figure out y'all not good for each other after y'all done had the children. How that work? I need y'all to start taking more accountability on both sides, because I'm sick of hearing it. I am sick of hearing it. Y'all are irresponsible as hell. You see that the man don't ever even get his damn dog no heart guard. The nigga just got a dog. You can ask the nigga, when the last time the dog been to the vet? I don't know. Do you give it a heart guard? What's that? Is it on flea protection? What's flea protection? He just got a dog, and you just felt like, oh, well, he'll be a great father. And I know it's the little things that you have to pay attention to. It's little shit like that. It's the little things. I knew a dude one time, had a damn dog, cute little dog, and the damn dog had fucking allergies. Its paws were pink. It was always sneezing and shit like a grown man. I was ready to call them people on that nigga, because why is your dog sounding like it's going through an asthma attack? And you ain't took it to the vet. It's licking its paws constantly, skin about dry. And he just thought, like, oh, that's just, yeah. He ain't get a dog a damn heart guard. Nothing. Dog just got a damn dog. He just got the dog. Just put food and water in there. Just got the damn dog. Like, please. And you think that I would have a baby with him? He don't even take care of the dog. Shitty ass. Ladies, please, just be more accountable. Do some more background research on these men. And I am going to hold the women to do it, because these men will fuck a pie. They'll fuck a dude. They'll fuck a muffin. It's you that's gone, that has the literally the decision between life or death. And I feel like when women truly tap in and realize what the fuck it is that we have and possessed, and I'm not just talking about the coochie, even though shit, that's y'all better start paying attention. These men are telling you pussy is power, and y'all don't realize it. And outside of that, it's something that you internalize, that you carry with you as a woman, this healing energy, this healing aura. Don't let anybody, any man, jade you. You know what I'm saying? What I tell, I say it all the time. Like, anytime I'm talking to a man or talking to a guy, I will talk to a guy like I ain't never talked to another nigga before him. Like, this is my first time talking to a dude. I'm always excited each and every time, because I'm not going to let someone dictate me. Love is a natural resource. It's like water. You know what I'm saying? It replenishes itself. It's free. So why would I not go to bed every night and regenerate that? Build that up. It's free. Y'all, it is free. It's hard, but it's free. It's a process. Just like if you were fucking cleaning water, converting water, grass. What else is a natural resource? I would say air, but all of that shit is compounded and it makes something so good. And that's what I'm saying. Like, how you gonna let somebody steal something that's natural, that's divine, that you make? Mm-mm. Y'all do know, you know, y'all be saying y'all witches, y'all be saying y'all are Christians, y'all be saying y'all are spiritual, whatever. Whatever you may be, you do know that there's life and death in your tongue. You know, if you manifest stuff, whatever. The love that you want, you could cultivate. You could cultivate. You could have. You can have the love that you want. You know what I'm saying? But you have got to definitely stop being negative. Y'all have got to stop believing that there aren't demons on this earth or people that exist on this earth to steal your joy, to steal your energy. And y'all let them. And then you go on in life empty. Or you go on in life missing out on something. And this person is on to the next person, doing the same thing to you that they did to somebody else. And so forth. Literally stealing souls, snatching souls. We say that, like, oh, snatching souls. I don't say that shit no more. Because like I said, I ain't no soul snatcher. I'm just a regular girl. But we have to be aware of the decisions that we're making. We got to take accountability for the decisions that we're making. And we have to stay abreast. We have to stay knowledgeable. You have to stay sharp, and you got to stay accountable. So many people talk shit about Summer Walker online, about how she's sitting up here having all these babies and moving on, and a lot of people doing the same shit. And yes, I do absolutely think it's wrong, because it's implanting your seed with somebody you got to deal with forever. Shit, you might as well marry that person. And I say more than 18 years. I do say forever. Damn near, because your child starts hitting major life accomplishments. They want to get married one day. They're going to want both parents there. You know, they graduate college, or they get a big promotion at their work, or they have kids and different things like that. So we have got to be more aware. We've got to support each other better and stop being the "it could never be me" bitch, because it was you at some point. It's been all of us at some point. Now, I will say, when it comes to, like, this scam and shit, like buying a nigga shit and losing out on money, now, that has never been me. A nigga can't even put no piece in my name. Nothing. I do it. I got it. But I do support my girlies who have, you know, we've all been there with a dude where we've been taken out of our body. Shit. So, please don't ever be that person. Pass the torch. Lend a helping hand. Brothers, help each other, support each other, because y'all are really struggling and going through it, and y'all don't ever want to address and help each other. Y'all friends be cheaters. Y'all be sitting right there with them. Y'all don't be saying nothing. Y'all niggas be deadbeats. Y'all don't be saying shit. Y'all niggas be wife beaters, women beaters. Y'all don't be saying shit. Y'all are weird, and y'all are losers for that, and that's why women be calling y'all gay. It don't be the actual gay shit that y'all be doing, like wearing purses and shit. It be that weird gay shit that y'all do that's like hate against women. That's why I call dudes gay. Because I got gay friends who I know they'll rock a nigga shit. Yeah, he gay, but shit, he's still a man. They still know they men. They will rock a nigga shit if they see a woman being disrespected. So that's why I always go back and tell y'all, it's not the gay community that I have a problem with. Besides them fucking transgenders, y'all already know how I feel about them. That shit is not real. But it's not the gay community I have a problem with. It's the men, the black men who do horrible shit to women that you would think he hate a bitch. Hate her. And then go and lay down with her. Do her all types of bad. Can't control itself. These men don't have any dick discipline. And they want to... Don't have any financial discipline. Don't even have no good work ethic. And want you ladies, you beautiful young ladies, to have a baby with them.
Hope to catch one of y'all slipping, hoping to catch one of y'all as y'all vulnerable. I just want a baby error. Hoping that your mama didn't teach you that that shit is not cool. Hoping that your mama didn't tell you how hard that shit is to raise a child by their fucking self, and how if they could have done it different, they would have done it different, which I know so many of our mamas have told us. And yet, so many of us have repeated the cycle. So, hold each other accountable. Read you some fucking books. Put y'all nose in some books. That's y'all problems. Read a book, bitch. It's good for you. And it's book clubs and stuff out here, and black book clubs at that. Everything that you do right now, especially, should be black. Black everything. Black, black, black. Black owned businesses, black books, black everything that you can. Because I just definitely don't see right now with everything being so in the air, we really just need to support each other, because these white people trying to take us out. This fake-ass meat, fake-ass allegations and accusations, trying to distract us with some fucking submarine as if that's my black-ass business. I don't give a damn about no damn submarine. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you guys. Y'all paid $250,000 to do that dumb shit. My name Paul, and that's between y'all. But y'all, as usual, take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. Educate yourselves fast. And until next time, love y'all.
You know, I never knew I was going to be like this. I mean, I always knew I was going to be a star. But I knew I was gonna be a mega, mega star. Yeah. It's crazy though. Yeah. But yeah. Y'all already know what it is. Slim Refund, of course. Turn me up. Turn me up, Q. Yeah. Fuck me like you hate me. You know ain't no bitch like me. Every time he see me, every time he talk, every time he wanna wife me, I just ain't no average chick, wanna be no savage chick. I'm trying to find love out here, but I'm the baddest bitch. How the fuck I pick a nigga when I got so many at my fingertips? Yeah, I just wanna pick the one that got my heart doing deals. But I don't know, who could that be? It could've been Contrell, Brian, Tay. I don't know. I just go with the day of the week, who make my legs weak, who can give me crazy. But I don't want no crazy dick. I don't know, I'm just saying shit. I want the nigga that's gonna have my head wrapped in my legs and in my head. I wanna play in your bank, I wanna be your bae. But every time I turn you around, it's a different hoe up in your face. Just know I'm fucking with you, whether you right or wrong. I just can't be promising I'm gonna answer the phone. You know I got you though, however I gotta know that you gon' be the one that slide when the ops go low. Cause baby, I get hurt too, even though I act like I'm super woman. But boy, you got me weak, ooh. All I gotta say is, please don't let me go. Please don't let no hoe break up with a happy home. And now you know, I'm never guaranteed to do no slimy or cheating or green ass shit. But I can promise that I'm gon' fuck with you. When they don't fuck with you, who else is loving you? You calling me, baby, because I'm the one. If it was anything I could promise, it's some fun. I may not be here tomorrow and may not be here next week, but you got me for right now, baby, and I got you weak. You thinking about marrying me, and we only been out a few times this week. Boy, is you crazy? I got you weak for me, you got me weak for you. Boy, you my love stew, I don't know what to do. Every time I'm calling you and texting you and wanting you, but I just can't be a fool for you, nah.
But nah, this beat is really on some champion shit, you know what I'm saying? Make a nigga feel like triumphant, you know what I'm saying? Like, a nigga overcome every obstacle, you know what I'm saying? Like, on God. Cause shit, you know. know what I'm talking about? The easy shit, it ain't worth it, you know what I'm saying? You gotta stay down till you come up, and it's real spill on God.